This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Pleasure to have you with me. I always so much appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much to do. Seriously. Right? I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I mean, if you head over to the website, you can take a look at what we have going on there. You can read the stories we have posted. There's a lot happening up there on the website. Or you can head over to Facebook. They're all Facebook. They seem to be having a good time over there as well. Got a lot of crazy stuff going on in the news. A lot of stuff that we should, notice I said we, I didn't leave myself out of that, that we should be paying attention to. And usually this stuff gets past us because we're not moving on it. No big deal. I know, I jumped right into it, didn't I? I'm going to. I'm not going to stop. But it's no big deal. You know, again, I keep going back to what I say. Stop playing nice. If you're a conservative, stop playing by the rules. They don't. I am not suggesting for 30 seconds that you get violent or physical or anything like that. But we've lost over the years because we sat here and said, well, it'll never get like that. It'll never be like that. That'll never happen here. This is America. I'm telling you, I know people don't want to hear it. Or I know some who don't want to hear it. As the years go on, if the truth actually does leak out, you're going to find out that this is the last administration. They think the Obama administration will be one of the most corrupt administrations in the history of this country. With what they did. But what they did with the Iran. You know, think about who got in trouble during Iran-Contra. Think of the things that they did back then. And think of the things that went on during the Obama administration. He couldn't pay Iran in money transfers. He said it himself because it was against the law, Mr. Oblamo. So what did he do? He flew in money. Think about that. He flew in money. So he got around the law. The president of these United States at the time found a way around the law when he's supposed to be upholding the law. He's supposed to stand for the law. And if the law is in the way and it's a problem and it's not right anymore, then he's supposed to approach Congress and help and have and poke and prod Congress to change the law. MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski says that our job is to... Now, remember, what has Messina been telling you for a couple of years now? She said, our job is to control exactly what people think. Yeah. Okay. While a panel of news anchors was discussing President Trump's attack of the mainstream media, urging the American public to remain skeptical of the press, Brzezinski proclaimed that if the economy goes south, Americans may begin to trust Trump over them. Huh? MSNBC host recently lamented that the influence President Trump has in influencing the American agenda went on to say that, well, I think the dangerous edge is here, that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. And it could be a while, it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging. Well, I didn't know they were worsening. I thought they were getting better. At least that's what I heard. That's what I see. And why shouldn't he get the message out? Why does he have to wait? Why does anybody wait for mainstream media? I do it in my own little town. I get out in front of the media. Why? Because I'm not playing catch-up. I'm not playing defense. I'm not going to let it happen. Now, you think that MSM is real news? Now, according to MSNBC's Mike Brzezinski, not Mike. It's their job to control exactly what people think. Yep, she said that. That's right. One of the most popular anchors at a major mainstream news literally just said that it's the media's job to control exactly what people think. Not Joe. This is the media saying this. Let's see if I can get this.
So surprised about it. He's doing exactly what he said he's going to do.
Yeah, that's the other thing. The problems. We've never had a president, sorry, even to the Bush family, maybe Ronald Reagan, but we've never really had a president that did what they said or even tried to do what they said they were going to do, right? Seriously, think about it. He's in there poking away, plugging away, trying to do everything that he said he was going to do during the election. And they're mad that he's doing it. They're mad that he's even trying.
Well, and I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts, and it could...
See, it's easy to throw that out, to make up his own facts. How many things have we found out he's been right about? You only focus on what he's been wrong on, but there's been quite a few things he's been right on when it comes to the news, and what was going to come out, and what was going to happen, and what was a fake story. See, the problem is like I was telling somebody this weekend... Once they lie on him three or four or five times, they give him total control. At that point, he's able to jump in, and every time he says they're lying, well, you guys are lying, whether you believe it or not. It's really that simple. You load his gun for him.
Could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much.
Isn't that funny how... We never heard under Obama from these people how unemployment was intolerable. Never. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Head over to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch you can do up there and to be part of, to be with. And that kind of thing. So, let's just jump on this. I know I'm really bad at this other stuff. I mean, I'm really bad at getting out the message for some of our sponsors. I'm surprised they don't start whacking me around or something. you head up to our website, you can check out some of the sponsors. You want to check out LibertyHealthShare.com, LibertyHealthShare.com. It's, you know, it's a whole different way of looking at taking care of yourself. It's a whole different way of looking at health care. And then the same thing with your money. Right? David Fisher from Landmark Capital, good guy. Good, honest guy. And always appreciate what the information that he has for us and what he's willing to do with and for us. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about how Mika Brzezinski says that the job of the media is to control what we think. And I've been saying that for a long time. They don't want equality. They don't want you thinking for yourselves. They want you to think, say, and regurgitate exactly what they said. The few times that I've been on CNN, some of the people on the other side, some of the people have been, you know, most of what they say are talking points for the party. And if you don't respond with our, see, that's the other thing that we do. We do terribly, conservatives. Stop responding with talking points from our side. Don't do it. You know what to do? Respond with your own points. Come up with your own points. Be able to support, protect your own points, and throw them at them. And it's like throwing sand in a gearbox. Things start making a lot of noise and pretty much come to a grinding halt. Okay, Mika. Well, let me let Mika finish her little speech here. Okay?
He could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
See, it's their job to control what people think. And you know what? So what she's saying is, you bunch of drones out there, you bunch of moronic Americans, that if the president tweets something out, that we automatically believe it no matter what. And we never question it. You know, here's the difference. Obama, remember Obamacare when he came out and said, if you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, all this other stuff? And then he came on afterward and he said, no, you're wrong. What I said was, if the plan fell within our parameters, if this, if that, you could keep your doctor, you could keep your plan. He never said it. You can't find it. Nowhere to be found until he came out and said that he said it. And this mainstream media backed him and said that's exactly what he meant. Now, on our side, we don't do that. We call him out for what he says wrong. I'm on record now in several other networks saying, I don't agree with some of the tweets that he comes out with. I don't want him to stop. There's some of them I wish he would stop. There's some of the stuff I wish he wouldn't put out there without thinking about it first and making sure both his eyes are open at 3 a.m., but I love the fact that he keeps these people on their toes. They're having their... Look, it. I love the fact that in the past, presidents got up with a whole team looking at the newspapers, looking at the national news to see what they were saying about him, and then he would have to get on the defense at that point in time. Trump goes to bed or gets up at 3, and all the news sources are popping up out of bed going, oh my God, what did he say now? I'm okay with that. I think that's wonderful. You know what I mean? But it's our job to control what people think. Think about that. And yet somehow people keep saying that Trump supporters are putting out fake news. They attack Breitbart. They attack, you know, Silence is Consent. They attack InfoWars. They attack everything to do with any kind of conservatism. Don't people see the hypocrisy of MSN? And I don't think they try to hide it anymore. I think they're right out there in the open, could care less what or how you think. Well, about them. They're going to keep shoving down your throats what they believe is truth, what they believe you should believe. And you got to push back, people. You got to keep pushing back. You can't stop. Let me see. Oh, here's a good one. You know what? it's not about time that you're going to ruin this guy, but it's about time somebody caught him. Right? And that is Chris Matthews of MSNBC, to the growing list of news media personalities who paid off sexual harassers. I mean, harassment accusers. Now, how do these guys, I love these guys that have been reporting on the president, the way he talked, the nasties that he said, and yet they were actually doing it. They said it with a straight face after they paid somebody off for doing it. Themselves, right? According to a report by Amber Athey of the Daily Caller, MSNBC paid off a female producer on Chris Matthews' show, Hardball with Chris Matthews, after she claimed he harassed her, making jokes and inappropriate comments about her in front of other employees. It appears that MSNBC agreed that the harassment took place, but did not believe the incidents were sexual in nature, but rather a series of derisive comments. The payout was part of a severance package when the woman left MSNBC. Matthews, along with longtime critic of President Trump and Republicans in general, already had given two memorable moments to conservatives. He once said, hearing President Obama's speech sent a tingle up his leg. Nobody will ever forget that. It'd be the only thing that guy has ever known for. Right? Think about it. And this all led to the merciless ridicule and the nickname Tingles last year. Remember that? And he had a visible on-air breakdown when he realized that Donald Trump was going to be like, well, they all did. They were in total shock. Shock and awe, as the story used to go. An MSNBC spokesman confirmed Saturday the company made a separation-related payment to one of Chris Matthews' employees. Two sources familiar with the situation told the Daily Caller that Matthews paid $40,000 to settle with an assistant producer on his show. Two separate incidents. But Trump's the bad guy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. I'm Joe Buffet, your host. Always a pleasure. Thank you for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Power has been restored at the Atlanta Hartsfield Airport. You know what? I kind of make fun of it, but I shouldn't. I really shouldn't. People were stranded and hanging out, and I don't know. Probably set them back trying to get home for family. Going to be a crazy... I mean, Atlanta is a major hub, right? Busiest airport in the world. I thought Chicago was the busiest airport in the world. Interesting. Well, if you read it from MSNBC, it's garbage. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I'm Joe Buffet, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Also, our hearts and prayers go out to those who were in the train crash today. And hopefully, I'd like to believe, yeah, I know, I'm a little whacked, but I would like to believe that this was not terror-related. I will tell you that I heard a few of the people being interviewed on the way out, off the train or at the hospital, said it felt like they hit something pretty big. Big bump or thump or whatever they called it. And I know that some say there might have been some, bag of cement or what have you. Although I don't know how a bag of cement. You ever hit a bag of cement in a truck? Like a big puff, right? A big puff of smoke all over your car, truck, whatever. Not a happy place to be. But it doesn't slow you down either. So I don't know. Maybe if that's all it takes to derail a train, that's pretty sad to begin with. But our hearts and prayers go out to them and those who were hurt. I think they've lowered the number, right? They started at 6. I think they're down to 3 now. Which, any loss of life is terrible. But thank you, God, that we're not at 6 anymore. We're down to 3. And the others that have been hurt, we're believing, minor injuries, quick healing, that kind of stuff. Right? Really simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see. We've got, there it is. We've got Dave from San Francisco. Dave, thanks for calling.
Hey, no trouble, Joe. Hey. Yeah, that train wreck, man, that's something. You know, somebody called up one of the shows up there, and they were trying to figure, was the engine was in the rear pushing them all?
I heard there were two. I don't know at what end it was at, but I heard there were two engines pushing 12 passenger cars. So,
well, I've ridden on Amtrak, and 12 is, you know, it's a long train, but it's not out of too much. But I mean, you can create jobs, have two runs, you know. Good grief.
You know? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean.
So what's on your mind, David?
A couple of different things. You were talking about Trump and his honesty. Did you know?
I was.
Well, about half an hour ago, 20 minutes ago, or something like that.
Yeah. Well, what I said was when he tweets stuff out.
Right.
That even, you know, the tweets are both. I mean, there's some things in there that are off, and there's some things in there that are actually on, and we find out later on that they're on. But you'll never get anybody on the left to give credit to that.
It's not a left-right issue. You remember, he wrote his book, Art of the Deal.
Oh, wait a minute, David. It is a left-right issue, because Obama can lie straight to your face, and if you're on the left, he wasn't lying.
Well, I'm talking about something that's sitting there right in front of us right now.
Okay,
and
go ahead.
And that's that, you remember, the tax bill is coming up for a vote, right?
Yep.
Now, Trump wrote his book, Art of the Deal, right? He's
right.
Supposed to be the deal maker for America. Did we elect him to work for himself or to work for us? Is he
work
taking his deal-making skills and working for us, right? He's
right.
Supposed to. Otherwise, we shouldn't pay him anything. We'd kick him out of there. But the thing that we got right in front of us is the Alaskan, what do they call it? The Alaskan, it's a big national park up there in Alaska.
Right.
And they want to drill for oil in it.
Yeah.
Now,
how big is that park? You know?
It's huge. It's huge.
Right.
And it's,
compared to Alaska, do you know how big it is?
It's huge.
Relatively speaking.
It's the size, biggest state.
It's the size of a postage stamp, David, compared to the size of Alaska. But go ahead.
Yeah, but Alaska is the biggest state in the nation, right?
I get it.
Three
but I'm saying, don't make it sound like, let's not make it sound like it's up a big part of the state. It's about the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah,
how
much do we get in royalties?
Do we? We get jack royalties, but the Alaskan people get a big percentage of what the oil companies pump out of there.
Why? I thought he was the deal maker that was going to get us a deal.
Why do we need anything out of this? Come out of somebody else's state. Why do we need money from that?
No, the nation owns that land and the oil rights to it. Right? So
we own it because we took it. You know, the federal parks, federal lands.
The fact of the matter is they're paying zip to the United States.
Who is?
This is
the
Trump's
oil companies?
Skill. This is Trump's bargaining skill in the tax bill that's coming right up. They're not only giving them the right to drill for oil in a national park, but
right.
then they got the gall to not even get anything for royalties. No royalties for America. Where in the hell is that? That is crazy.
We get
that's
no
not
fees
dealing
no
for the people. That's no deal maker. That's
right.
Trump today. This is this brand new tax bill. They're trying to vote on that. Give it
Alaskan,
away.
The Alaskan people, by law, will get money from that. Any oil that's pumped out of Alaska, the people of Alaska get a percentage of.
You seriously think that a national park?
I don't think I believe. I know.
Bargain away its birthright. The oil in the ground, we don't have to sell it to these guys. We don't need to have them. If they're not going to pay us zip for it, do we even get cleanup costs? We know they're going to screw up in there. So do we even get costs? The original idea
we have
taxation,
in the past,
the original
idea.
The
crap out of these companies whenever they do anything even minorly wrong. We should.
Yeah, try to get Love Canal fixed. Love Canal is 40 years old now, and it's still not cleaned up. Right? 3 Mile
okay.
Island.
Wait a minute, David. I'm going to cut you off in a second, okay? You throw out these things. We've had President Clinton, President Carter, President Reagan, Nixon. Okay, so they're all at fault. They could have fined the crap out of these, just like the last president used to do to every one of these oil companies. So people didn't want to do it. So don't blame it on Trump or don't blame it on a particular party or what have you. These guys don't want to do it. If they wanted to do it, they would have cleaned up. They fine the crap out of Exxon and a few other oil companies. Whenever they have a problem in the Gulf or a problem, you know, up in Alaska, they could do the same thing to some of these other companies. They just choose not to.
You know, it's interesting. You know what hyperinflation is, right?
Yes, I do.
So I'm wondering whether they're doing hyperinflation for the payout of these settlements. Because that's actually how they pulled it right after World War One.
You mean, oh, wait a minute, because you're jumping all over the place. I'm trying to keep up with you. You mean the settlements of the for the sexual assaults?
No. I'm talking pollution cases.
Oh,
so like
okay.
Right outside of St. Louis, you know,
right.
Like they had nuclear waste sitting at the airport in drums for so long that those drums turned to dust. They basically, the wind and salt and snow and everything ate the drums away. They had raw hazardous waste sitting on the airstrip at Lambert Field in St. Louis, and it was sitting there for like 9 years or something, just blowing around like dust. Radioactive, toxic junk, and they still, to this day, they had a budget to clean it up. They haven't cleaned it up for squat.
Yeah.
They stole all of that money for all of these years.
They do it everywhere. So how do we stop them?
Yeah, I know,
them,
but you got to get
don't
it
tell
cleaned
me,
up.
Don't tell me what they're doing. Tell me how we stop it. How do you get the president, any president, because, you know, Obama had it there, too. Why couldn't he fix it? Did he not? Maybe he didn't know about it.
Well, no, I mean, if you look at Obama, you know that every day, every piece of legislation, every action, every executive action, the Congress and Senate, which both GOP vowed to never let him get a single thing done.
So the first 2 years he was in office, I guess.
First, a full 8 years. Don't even.
Yeah, but the first 2 years he was in office, he didn't have GOP control. You guys had total, Dems had total control.
No, they vowed
of the
that's
government.
When they pulled all of that filibuster junk. And then they kept that filibuster junk going the rest of the 8 years.
Right.
No, they.
Okay.
So
again, you're blaming it all on the Republicans because the Democrats didn't shove anything through,
right? It's organized crime. It's not. And then to validate it, you remember who J. Edgar Hoover was?
Of course I do, yes.
Okay. You read those biographies of him. There were two of them I read in the early 90s. And they both, if you look in the index under organized crime, you're going to see that Hoover was part of organized crime. He was serving the big families and crushing the little ones. You know, like Al Capone was a big guy, and
I think Hoover had his own game going on. But David,
sure,
I got to move on. We're going to commercial.
Well,
I got to move on
quickly. Organized crime was buying Wall Street then. They own it now.
You're going to be gone because we're going to go to a hard break. Thanks for calling in. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We will be back right after the break.
Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, look, if you want to be part of the conversation, head up to the website, realside.com. And you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address there so I can send out my weekly email. And, you know, I don't always try to tell you something. There's information on there on what you can buy, where you can buy, and how. But sometimes it's just to give you an idea of a list of who's going to be on the show and what have you. Now, we're going to be gone next week. Because I ain't working. I mean, I love you guys, but Christmas Day, sorry, not for you. And, you know, it's a time when we do a little retooling, cleaning up, that kind of stuff. So, some of it will be fresh, some of it will be the best of. We're also not going to be working New Year's Day. Is that Monday? Right? That's Monday. Yeah. Be back Tuesday night. Rested, I believe. I hope. I think. 855-REAL-JOE. Anyway, 855-732-5563. What was I going to tell you guys about when we came back? The caller. What would I tell you about the caller? What? What's the wrap up? We were all over the bing, 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 right? All over the place. I always love stuff like that. You know, I mean, again, look up the information, find out. I always tell you guys, don't believe everything I say. Look it up yourself sometimes. I mean, as far as Alaska goes, you know, we're talking about drilling in an area that's so bigger than a postage stamp compared to the rest of the state. Not only that, when you look at the jobs that are created, okay, we don't make any money, but we create thousands of jobs, because that doesn't pay any tax payrolls or anything like that. Or payroll tax, excuse me. But I mean, think about what they could do, right? Again, the jobs that's going to be created, the construction jobs, the maintenance jobs afterward. The Alaskan pipeline, that was going to be the worst thing that ever happened to humanity. That's why, you know, like the, what is it? What's that story about the boy who cried wolf one too many times? These eco-freaks running around keep telling us how life will come to an end if we approve the pipeline. Well, the Alaska pipeline, we did, last I checked, life didn't come to an end. They're still up there. If anything, the warmth, the heat, the warmth, whatever, that was created by the movement in the pipeline has created a whole new little eco, mini, micro ecosystem up there. There's actual grass growing around the pipeline. But the heat that's being thrown off. The animals come there. They come around there to suck up some of the warmth. And it's terrible. Just terrible what's going on up there. And all the people that are working in that pipeline is coming to an end. I don't know how many years. How old is that thing? 70s? Right? 50 years? God forbid we put up another pipeline that could bring in even more oil. I mean, God forbid we become self-sufficient when it comes to energy, right? That'd be terrible. God forbid we put Americans to work. I mean, this would be terrible. I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. Because they can't wait to keep telling us what we're doing wrong. Anyhow. Yeah, Chris Matthews, one of my favorite. He got in trouble too now. Told you about that. You'll have to go back and get that segment if you want to learn more about that. The Hillary Clinton, God bless her. She keeps trying. Yes, I hate what people do, but I don't, as a general rule, I don't hate people unless they're really evil. But Hillary Clinton, again, finds some more excuses for her loss to the, when she was on the Ellen DeGeneres show. I'm going to be nice. You know, she just kept thinking about, you know, when it comes to misogyny and voter suppression and FBI intervention and. It's like, wow, it's just amazing. It's amazing that she can't just say, I suck as a candidate. That's what happened. And it's not the first time. Right? She said that, I knew there were certain factors at work, and after the election, I learned a lot more about the impact that they had, and it was the perfect storm, Clinton said on a video. There were a lot of currents of resentment and anger about all kinds of things in the country. There was a lot of sexism, misogyny, which now, thankfully, we're pulling out of the dark and talking about. It was voter suppression, people trying to prevent other Americans from being able to vote. There was an FBI intervention October 28th, which had a devastating effect, she continued, because people thought, oh my gosh, I can't vote for somebody who once again under FBI investigation. I mean, look at all these excuses she's making. Voter suppression? You guys remember when the Black Panthers, the new Black Panthers, were standing with clubs in front of polls in Chicago and other places? And that was voter suppression. They were threatening people. But after the president got elected, nobody was going to look into that. Nobody was going to touch it. Black Panthers with a black president and a black AG, nobody was going near it. Wasn't that nice? Wasn't a whole bunch of conversation around that now, was there? Because they had their first black president. That made it all, no matter how he got there, made it all okay. And the thing I say, and some of my black friends say the same thing, is it actually hurt their cause. It didn't help their cause. Because that's what exactly it looked like. We were willing to overlook anything because he was a black president. Right? And when you're talking about all this that's going on right now, like they're finding out more and more and more, whether you like it or not, Representative Jim Jordan talking about how these guys, I mean the FBI and others, it almost looks like they were working full time to keep Trump from being elected. Now, I personally believe the American people saw a lot of what was going on. Right? They saw how hard the Democrats, not working in an honest way, and I'm not going to say all Democrats, but not working the upper echelon of Democrats, Obama, Clinton, and others, how hard they were working in a very nasty way to make sure that Hillary got elected. That meant taking down Sanders. That meant taking down Trump. They didn't care. And then after Sanders was all done, they just turned all that machine, all those resources against Trump. Jim Jordan of Ohio told the Todd Stern show that he's convinced the FBI was actively trying to stop Donald Trump from being elected. And last week, Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida called for the firing of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. See, I don't think he should do that. I'll tell you what I think, whether you like it or not. I think we should hire or impanel a special counsel to overwatch the Mueller investigation. And I wouldn't make a move, not a move, until they're done. Right? I would get subpoenas ready. I would get all kinds of stuff ready to indict whoever was not playing properly. That's what I would do. I mean, some of the things that were done, you guys have already heard a million times during the investigation. The FBI agreed to either give back equipment or allow people to destroy equipment. Never. Unheard of. We're at the risk of a coup d'etat in this country if we allow the unaccountable person with no oversight to undermine the duly elected president of the United States, Gaetz said. And I would offer that if precisely what is happening right now with the indisputable conflicts of interest present with Mr. Mueller at the Department of Justice. Look, here's the deal. Can you imagine if we were investigating Hillary? Let's say that we do an email investigation. Actually, I think we should do it this way. And make sure that the only people hired to do the investigation were people that backed Donald Trump, people that gave to his campaign, people that gave to Republican, Republican candidates, people that have registered Republicans. What if we did that in investigating Mrs. Clinton's email server? This is the time to do it. Right now, because how can they complain? And it would be great to see them say what they always say. Well, it's different. Which I always get the biggest kick out of. No, it's different. Well, it's different because you're talking Republicans versus Democrats. And you're dead sure that you're better than us. Republican Jim Jordan says, I'm convinced the FBI tried to stop Trump from being president. I mean, where does that get him in the middle of this investigation? Todd went on to say, I asked Jordan if he bought into the argument that something nefarious was afoot. The whole pretext is wrong. He said, think about this. You had, and I'm convinced now, the FBI actively seeking with intent, actively trying to stop Donald Trump from being president. He was referred to a treasure trove of text messages written by investigator Peter Strozek, referring to an insurance policy. Watch, if you go out and grab the interview, and we'll post it up on the website or something, you'll see the whole thing come together. There's no way, unless you're trying to cover for her or cover for others, that there isn't something wrong here. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Remember, we're here all week. Hopefully you will be too.